Good morning. What do you call an alligator in a vest? An investigator. What do you call a fly without wings? A walk. And what did the frog order at McDonald's? French fries and a Diet Coke. You're welcome. Today we're going to focus on our film School of Rock in our Faith on Film series. And we're going to talk about how when things go awry, it's best to turn our focus onto other people instead of wallowing in our self-pity and focusing all on ourselves. So in the film, Dewey is the main character, and he's in a band, and he thinks he's going to make it big, and he's going to plan on that, being a big rock star. But things go awry for him because his band votes to kick him out of the band. So then he needs rent money and doesn't know how he's going to get the rent money, but his roommate is a substitute teacher. And the school that had never worked with his roommate before calls, tells him that there's this substitute teacher job, and Dewey decides to impersonate his roommate and goes and takes this substitute teaching job. It's for elementary school students, and so he becomes an elementary school teacher for a long-term sub position. He basically gives them recess the whole time, doesn't want to teach them anything, sees them just as a babysitter, and doesn't want to do anything with them. But then he hears them in music class and hears them playing their musical instruments, and he has an idea. Maybe this will be my new band. And so he works with the kids, and they work every day, nonstop, all day, to become this great band that they end up calling School of Rock. And so this group comes together, and he really starts to care about the kids. It doesn't become so much about him and becoming a big rock star, but more about helping the kids and this competition that they're in called Battle of the Bands. So, of course, they're having to do this all in secret because the principal is not going to go for this. And the parents who are paying tuition for this private school are also not going to go for this, playing in the band all day, every day. And so the day before the big concert contest, Dewey gets found out at parent-teacher conference night. And he loses his position, obviously, because he never should have had it in the first place. But the field trip that he had maneuvered to get approved for the kids to go to this concert was still approved. And so the bus comes the next morning. The kids all sneak out onto the bus and tell the bus driver that they have to go pick up the teacher at his apartment. And so the bus driver believes them, goes, picks up Dewey at his apartment, and they go to this Battle of the Bands competition. When they get there right in time to go on stage, and of course, the principal is meeting with the parents at the time, and says, by the way, we've lost all your children. And so, they figure out eventually that they've gone on this field trip to the Battle of the Bands, so they rush down there, and they make them buy a ticket to get in, because they don't believe them that they're with the band. And so they go in, and they come in just in time for the band to perform. And of course, a good musical performance trumps anything else that could possibly be in their minds. And so the parents are happy all of a sudden because their kids are excellent musicians. And everyone lives happily ever after. Dewey ends up starting an after-school program for the kids and really kind of changes his focus, not so much on himself, but on other people. And so that's what I want to talk about today, is focusing not on ourselves, but focusing on God and focusing on other people. Sometimes we get down on ourselves. There's things going on in our lives, all of our lives, that are not great. There's things that we could really focus on and really get down on ourselves if we focused on them. Because there's things that are going on that we don't like, that are frustrating, that are discouraging. And if we spend our time focusing on those things, it's just going to bring us down. Okay? And so what we need to do instead is focus on God and focus on other people. When we are able to shift the focus away from ourselves and onto other people, our countenance will improve. Our mood will improve. Our joy will increase. Because we're actually doing not what a great self-help book told us to do, but we're doing what God told us to do, right? Take care of other people and love one another. And so I want to show you a video. It's by a YouTube channel called Top Trending. And it shows you some random acts of kindness that were caught on tape. It's not a very long video, but it really gives into the mood of thinking about what can we do for other people. So we'll show you that video now.
Oh. A viral dashcam video out of Wisconsin caught a police officer's unexpected response to a student's excuse for his speeding. The kid tells the officer he's late for an important presentation in class and was only speeding because he'd had to stop by the house of a buddy who knew how to tie a tie. Unfortunately, as we can see, the buddy wasn't home, and the poor kid remains tieless. The officer takes the kid's tie and asks him to get together his license, insurance, and registration while tying it around his own neck. The officer counsels the student that one of his insurance cards is expired, then notices that the tie is too short. He'll have to do it again. The second attempt is a little long, but it'll have to do. He sends the student on his way with enough time to get to his presentation and a newfound appreciation for police officers. When the Oakland Cougars and Logan Township Lions met for a game of youth football in 2013, the Cougars coach brought out a trick play he had been working on for some time. In fact, he had collaborated on it with the head coach of the other team. This might sound a bit unusual, but the whole plan revolved around a very unusual and very determined player. 10-year-old Jacob Steiner was a special needs student that had been taken under the wing of the coach and the entire football team. He had been playing in games all season long, but on this play, you could see that the opposing players, with as much subtlety as they could muster, all allow themselves to be blocked, run the wrong way, or just fall down without being touched. All to make sure Jacob could know what it feels like to score a touchdown in a game, an experience he will certainly never forget. Greenville, South Carolina grocery store employee Brandon Rollins was going about a day like any other when he saw an opportunity to help. A frail, elderly customer half his size was making her way into the parking lot, and Brandon went out of his way to make sure she got where she was going safely. He took her by the hand and walked alongside her, not knowing that a customer was watching and shooting heartwarming video. Bo Graff posted his video to Facebook, where it quickly went viral and earned Brandon a spot on the local evening news. Bo told reporters that he had approached Brandon after witnessing his gesture of kindness to let him know how much it was appreciated, but that the kid had acted like it was simply no big deal, which, as Bo pointed out, is really the kind of attitude that the world needs to see. His Facebook post concluded, "This is what America should be, and hopefully this is the America of tomorrow." Employees at the Qdoba restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky take pride in going out of their way for their customers. Among their many regulars is a woman that employee Ridge Quarles describes as a very nice lady with disabilities who isn't able to get out of the house very often but loves to eat at her neighborhood Qdoba when she can. Employees know her order by heart, but one day when she was having a particularly tough time, she had an unusual request for Ridge. After placing her regular order, she asked Ridge if he might be able to help feed her, and the young man didn't think twice before agreeing. Several other customers noticed the exchange, and one shot some video, which he shared to social media. The big-hearted gesture brought local news to the friendly restaurant, but Ridge insists that he was only doing what anyone else would have done. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Riston was out for a bite at a local Taco Bell in Alabama when his opportunity to make someone's day a little brighter presented itself. He was approached by a couple of boys who were selling homemade baked goods to raise money for their family. When Robert asked the older boy, only 9 years old, if he had eaten anything that night, he answered no. But Robert didn't have any cash on him, and the youngsters weren't in a position to take credit cards. So Robert brought both boys up to the counter and let them get anything they wanted to eat on him. The video was captured by a customer, who decided that the heartwarming moment needed to be shared with friends. After going viral, Robert was interviewed by local news, telling them that the boys were just as much of an inspiration to him as he could ever be to them. He also mentioned that they thanked him not just for the meal, but for watching over and protecting them in his role as a soldier. Los Lunas, New Mexico police officer Mark Garule responded to a call in late 2015 of a man laying up against a rock in the middle of a parking lot with no shoes or socks. When he contacted the man, he found his soaking wet socks drying nearby and old shoes that were full of holes. Officer Garule could have given the man a hard time for camping in a public place, but his body cam revealed that he chose a different course of action. After making sure the man wasn't in medical distress and had eaten earlier in the day, the officer went to a nearby Big Five sporting goods store and came out of his own pocket to buy the man a new pair of shoes with warm winter socks. Officer Garule told the man, whose name was also Mark, that Big Five had hooked him up, implying that he hadn't actually bought the stuff himself. And as if this weren't enough, he couldn't leave without giving Mark $20 to make sure he wouldn't go hungry that night. Officer Garule is one cop who truly embodies the phrase to protect and serve. In 2014, a man boarding a commuter train in Perth, Australia, almost lived out every commuter's worst nightmare. As he was getting on board the busy train, he lingered a bit too long, and just as the doors were closing, he slipped, getting his leg caught in the gap between the train and the platform. Quick-thinking transit officials alerted the conductor, making sure the train stayed put, but were unsure how to go about freeing the man. Fortunately for him, the car was loaded with compassionate passengers. Once everybody was evacuated from the car, transit workers organized a group effort by the huge crowd. They piled up against the side of the car and pushed, slowly rocking the car back until the gap widened enough for the man to be freed. The extraordinary effort was caught by surveillance video. A transit spokesman said the occurrence was simply an accident and not the result of overcrowding, and praised the actions of transit staff and all of the passengers who saved the man from potentially serious injury. When 23-year-old New Yorker Joey Resto noticed a shirtless homeless man sitting on his subway car, he had the opposite reaction from everyone else on the car. The guy was clearly not in his right mind and didn't smell so great, and all the other passengers were crowded at the other end of the car, as far away from the man as possible. But Joey saw a guy who was cold and disoriented on a New York winter night, and decided that the only humane thing to do was to literally give him the shirt off his back. The man was so weak that he needed help putting it on, which Joey did before also giving him his hat. Another rider got video of the incident and posted it to Facebook, where it quickly racked up an astounding 8 million views. Joey would later say that he offered to get the man something to eat as well, but that after receiving some warm clothes, he had promptly fallen asleep. Employees of a Vancouver, Washington donut shop could tell that something was wrong with one of their drive-thru customers one morning in early 2016. The unidentified woman was visibly upset, and when one young employee asked if he could help, the woman confided that she had lost her 37-year-old husband just the previous night. The 19-year-old employee, Pierce Dunn, asked the woman if he could pray with her, which she said would help. Amazingly, several other employees dropped what they were doing and leaned out the drive-thru window to participate in an impromptu prayer circle. Of the group, only Dunn explicitly identifies as Christian, with another young man later telling reporters that he isn't religious at all, but just wanted to try to help someone who was obviously in need. A customer in line at the drive-thru snapped this photo, which garnered millions of views on Facebook. The general manager of the Dutch Bros franchise commented that these are just the kind of people the company hires, and that her employees do things like this all the time. This unbelievably touching incident just happened to be caught on camera, and the kids involved say that they just hope the picture going viral doesn't cause the woman any trouble. When 11-year-old Colorado charter school student Delaney Clements was diagnosed with a rare form of childhood cancer, her 9-year-old best friend Cameron Renfro decided to show her support in a way most little girls wouldn't. Delaney was losing her hair due to chemotherapy, and Cameron decided to shave her head bald as a way of letting her friend know she wasn't alone. Unfortunately, the girls' charter school wasn't too pleased with her decision. They suspended Cameron and sent her home for violating the school's dress code. Of course, this terrible decision was roundly criticized after Cameron's mother posted the story, along with this picture showing the two girls together, to her Facebook. After intense public pressure, the school board called an emergency meeting, at which they voted to waive the rule and allow Cameron to return to school. With support like this, it looks like cancer picked the wrong little girl to mess with.
All acts of kindness that were done by normal individual people doing something kind for someone else. Jesus in John 15, 12-13 says, "This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for his friends." I want to tell you the story of Italian World War II hero Salvo D'Acquisto. As a young officer, he condemned himself to death in order to save other people. Salvo had a typical childhood living in poverty. He had 7 siblings. He lived with those 7 siblings, his parents and grandparents, in a single-room apartment. At age 14, he joined the Italian army. And when war broke out, he was sent to a small village just north of Rome. Salvo was on duty the morning of September 23rd, 1943. A group of SS soldiers were approaching the town, and Salvo approached them. One of the SS soldiers told him that one of his own soldiers was killed in an explosion in a nearby village, and he suspected sabotage. He wanted revenge. The Nazis chose 22 local men, and they told Salvo that they would all be shot if he wasn't able to determine who had committed the sabotage. Savva watched as innocent men were forced to dig their own graves. He tried to comfort the condemned men and tried to reason with the SS officer. Eventually, Savva confessed to the crime, saying that he caused the explosion and acted alone, even though he was innocent. He stressed that the other men were innocent and that they should be let go. Surprisingly, the SS soldier accepted Savva at his word and the 22 men were released. Savva faced the firing squad alone and died that day, saving the lives of 22 men. He has been honored with the Gold Medal of Military Valor, Italy's highest military honor. And because of his strong Catholic faith, he's being considered for beautification for sainthood. This is my commandment, Jesus says. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So what did Jesus do? How did Jesus show his love? Well, he died on the cross for our sins. He died so that we might have eternal life, so that we might have a right relationship with God. He died in a most horrifyingly painful way so that you and I might live, so that you and I might have eternal life. And our response to Jesus' sacrifice is to accept that, to confess our sins, to confess that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and to believe and repent. When we do that, we are accepted by God into His family. If you've never made that decision, I encourage you to consider that. Consider the gift that Jesus gave you in the sacrifice that He made on the cross. No greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. But what about smaller acts of kindness? They matter too. Most of us aren't going to get the opportunity to lay our lives down for someone. This coming week, we're probably not going to be asked to sacrifice ourselves for someone. But we are going to be asked to make small acts of kindness. There's a song that my wife really loves called Dream Small by Josh Wilson. Now, I personally hate the song. And we're not going to play it. That's probably why, because I don't like it. But I'm a big dream guy. So I don't like people saying dream small. But if you can get away from the horrible title of the song, the lyrics actually are really good. Because it focuses on the little things that we do and how important those little things are. So I'm going to read you some of the lyrics to the song now. It's a mama singing songs about the Lord. It's a daddy spending family time that the world said he cannot afford. These simple moments change the world. It's a pastor at a tiny little church, 40 years of loving on the broken and the hurt. These simple moments change the world. Dream small. Don't bother like you've got to do it all. Just let Jesus use you where you are, one day at a time. Live well. Loving God and others as yourself. Find little ways where only you can help. With His great love, a tiny rock can make a giant fall. It's visiting the widow down the street or dancing on a Friday with your friend with special needs. These simple moments change the world. Of course, there's nothing wrong with bigger dreams. Just don't miss the minutes on your way, your bigger things. No, because these simple moments change the world. Keep loving, keep serving, keep listening, keep learning. Keep praying, keep hoping, keep seeking, keep searching. Out of these small things, watch them grow bigger. The God who does all things makes oceans from rivers. Yet 5 loaves and 2 fishes could feed them all. So dream small. The little things matter. The little things matter. The things that we do day to day, day to day, day in and day out. The way we treat one another matters. So what are you going to do with your opportunity this week when you have an opportunity to show kindness to someone? Billy gave me a sign that I have hanging in my office at home that says, believe there is good in the world. But notice the words that are highlighted there. Be the good. Believe there is good in the world because you are the good in the world. You have the power to be the good in the world. And so, as we go from this place, we need to remember that we are the good in the world. we can be the good in the world for people that are facing trials and tribulations. When things go awry, we need to not focus on ourselves. We need to focus on other people. And we need to focus on how we can help other people reach their potential and reach the goals that they have set for themselves. How will you do that this week? So I'm going to give you homework. Here's your homework this week. Do one act of kindness this week for someone who's not related to you, and then tell me about what you did. Because I want to get a collection of what we've done this week and share anonymously. I'm not going to tell everybody what you did, but I want to know what you did so that we can share next week some of the acts of kindness that our little church can do here in town, in Hayes, or if you're watching online, wherever you may be watching. So do an act of kindness this week. Send me a text, send me an email, send me a message on Facebook. Tell me what you did this week so we have a collection of those acts of kindness that we can do to help people see that there is good in the world and to take the focus off of ourselves and put it on other people and on God ultimately, which is where our focus should really be. I want to end the message today with another video, and I don't usually do two videos in the same message, but this is really good. It's a poem that was produced by Sevenly.org, and it talks about givers and being the gift to others. So I want to end this morning with that.
Blessed are those who give without interest, who offer themselves and expect nothing in return. Hallowed are the places of small sacrifices, where the thankless work is done. Sacred are the acts of true adoration, for they reveal the heart of the divine. Envy not the givers in the crowd, earning praise for their generous deeds, for they have received their reward. Those who give in secret, more shall be given unto them. They shall be called blessed, the true saints. The restorers of streets to dwell in. And life shall be forever theirs.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111 Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the contact us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.